U.S. Central Command says the U.S. has intensified its patrols over the Strait of Hormuz after Iran seized two tankers late Thursday, one flying British flags. One tanker has reportedly been released. It is the latest escalation between Iran and the West as tensions have been rising for months. For more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Leon Panetta, former CIA director, secretary of defense, and White House chief of staff, also the founder and director of the Panetta Institute at Cal State Monterey. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. Is it an accurate assessment to say the Revolutionary Guard has performed a hijacking on the high seas? And if so, how significant is this seizure?
Well, it's all part of a scenario where both sides are obviously increasing tensions in the Gulf. And the Iranians obviously are poking the other side by taking these tankers, seizing tankers, attacking tankers in the Straits of Hormuz, both from the UAE and now the British tankers that have been taken. They obviously shot down an American drone. The U.S. has now responded by shooting down one of their drones, increasing our military presence with a Boxer and 2,000 Marines. So both sides, I think, a very real way, are playing with fire.
You have just described escalation for us. Mr. Panetta, you've been in the White House during sessions like this where things are tense. How close are we to real military action? What do you think?
Well, it's pretty clear that neither side wants to go to war. The president obviously came the closest by sending our aircraft following that drone strike and then pulling them back. And the Iranians have made clear that they're not particularly interested in going to war either. But the problem is that when both sides are poking each other the way they are now, that it increases the chances for a mistake and for a miscalculation. And that means that somebody out there is going to be extremely nervous about these extreme tensions that are there. And whether it's the Revolutionary Guard or whether it's U.S. forces, they're all on high alert. And it means that the chances for some kind of serious miscalculation have dramatically increased. That's cause for concern.
The New York Times is reporting there are some signals that Iran might be open to talks with the U.S. Do you think that's likely to happen? And if so, would it be productive?
Well, I think both sides, frankly, ought to recognize that war doesn't serve either side, and it's important to get back to the negotiating table. Iran has suggested some ways to get back to the table. I think it would be wise for the United States to work with our allies, particularly those that were involved in developing the nuclear agreement, Britain, France, Germany, China, Russia. Work with them to try to bring Iran back to the negotiating table. And you can begin by having Iran stop the additional enriching that they're doing in violation of the agreement, and have the U.S. Begin to reduce some of the sanctions as a good faith response that would bring everybody back to the negotiating table to be able to find a rational way of trying to resolve these issues.
Talks sounds good. Sure sounds like it's a long ways away. That's Leon Panetta, former CIA director, secretary of defense, White House chief of staff, talking to us about what's going on in the Persian Gulf and escalation.